sometimes we go in 2 hours early. You know.
To do extra work?
When they needed extra help. Sometimes, we didn't work over as much because the day crew came in, but we did sometimes. And, some of the girls wouldn't work any overtime, and some of the men didn't want to. And if you didn't have your regular partner, well, they'd put you with somebody else. There was always work to be done.
Was there pressure to work overtime? I mean, were you encouraged to work overtime?
Or? More or less, yes. Because they didn't show any preference for the men. You know, when there was Sunday work to be done, why, the women had as much chance as the men had.
Were there special things that you did that you liked to do then during your spare time?
Well, I always liked to dance in my spare time. If I didn't get to go to dance on Saturday night, that was a catastrophe.
Where would the dances be?
Well, we used to have public dances that Alhambra and Monterey Park. And I don't know. I guess they had them everywhere. But they don't have them anymore. I didn't do much visiting in those days, I don't think, except my folks and taking the children to the children's affairs, you know. I wasn't active in the PPA then or anything.
Had you been before that?
When the children were younger, I was. And I was a room mother and all that kind of thing.
Were you ever involved with the USO?
No, no.
You had said that you worked for 3 years and 3 months. So you were there practically until the end of the war.
I was there past the end of the World War.
I'm wondering, as the war began to wind down and you knew that there would be an end to it eventually, I'm wondering what you thought about your job and about what you would do.
Well, we didn't realize that it would end so soon. Really. I heard the news on the way home from work on the radio, car radio, is the way I heard it. But at work, we didn't know the war was over when we left. And we weren't expecting it so soon. And then they put us on days, the night crew.
Right away?
Yes. And then they let us go, you know. But they didn't fire us. They just laid us off. And then we were given the opportunity to come back to work, the ones that wanted to work. And if you didn't want to work, why, they fixed it so you could draw your unemployment till you got another job.
When did they say you could come back to work after they laid you off?
I imagine it was 2 or 3 weeks after they laid us off, or 2 weeks maybe. They called us and asked us to come in. I think they sent a telegram. I'm not positive about that.
Back to the same kind of job?
Yes. But it was a noisy place. And all a lot of us were tired. So I decided that I would not go back. So I stayed at home for a month or two, and then when I was a dining room girl, the cook had told me if I ever wanted a job to come see her. So I thought I'd do that because my son was going to Mark Chapel High School and my daughter was going and my son was to go in soon. I guess he was in. He was in his last year. Anyhow, I went to see her and she put me to work that very day. I just put on an apron and she told me that she would teach me to cook on the range and that it paid more money. And so I said, fine, and I was there 8 years. And she was made supervisor of the Alhambra District, Alhambra School District of the cafeterias. And so she taught me to cook for a large, you know, it's a large faculty and a large student body, too. So I was happy there.
Let's go back a minute, and I want to ask you how you felt about being laid off, Douglas.
Well, I was tired. I think I was relieved. I don't know for sure how I felt. Mm-hmm. Of course, I had to work for a living, and I liked to work. And I think I thought that it would give me a chance to get caught up on things around home. And by that time, I was living in a little house by myself. And I was busier than ever, of course. So I think I was relieved.
Did you worry at all about how you would continue to be able to yourself?
No. Any job that I had ever had, I could go back to. And I was never fired off of any job. I was laid off of that, of course, but you know, the only reason I'd ever made any changes was to better myself.
When you actually were laid off, I just have a couple more things I want to ask you. When you actually were laid off, did they give you any kind of an exit interview, or did they talk to you before they left, or did they just, you know,
they just
up and said, all these people are laid off as of this day? And, I mean, did they deal with you at all?
No. Not when you were laid off. Because the war was over. You know, I don't know whether I told you exactly right. Maybe they didn't lay us off right after the war. They just put us on days. Because I didn't like days at all. And then they laid us off after that. They laid us off, and I think it was a week or two, and they called us to come back. And then, of course, they talked to you then. And they told me that what they would do, and I wanted to go.
You said that the union arranged for your unemployment.
Well, whoever I talked to, the man at Douglas, I don't know whether he was union or not. He belonged to union, I imagine. But when they called me back, you had to be interviewed. And when they interviewed me, they told me that if I didn't want to come back, that it was all right. They'd fix my, they didn't really want us, the women. They would have preferred, I think, that if all the women had quit.
Did you have to do anything then about getting unemployment? You said?
You have to apply for it. But when you work, your employer has to okay it, I think, or something. You know, and I was laid off. And they had no job for an assembler. So, therefore, I could go on unemployment insurance.
And so how long did you...
Oh, a couple of months, I think I did. I did some painting and resting and, you know, it's a long grind. Sometimes, I think one time I worked 4 weeks without a day off. I worked 3 Sundays, which made me work 4 weeks without a day off. They used to say they couldn't work a woman like that. They can if they want to. You know, they can say it's an emergency or something. And, of course, I didn't have to work on Sunday if I didn't want to, but I wanted to. I wanted to make as much money as I could while I was at it. Because there's no wages on the outside that came up to those wages.
When you were living in your little house, and you'd moved out of your husband's house, were you able to see your children very often?
Oh, yes. I only moved a mile and a half away. And, in fact, I was on the same street, only it didn't go through. And, of course, Genevieve was, my girl was in college, I think. But anyhow, I was close to my children. Another thing that the reason I wanted to leave, I was tired of that long trip to Long Beach. Every day, and of course you had to allow extra time to be sure you got there on time. And it was just such a hassle, I was glad to be home. I was tired.
And did your kids always remain in your husband's house? Did they ever move in with you?
They never did move. Of course they stayed with me, you know. But I was working all the time, and there was someone to take care of them. And my daughter was in school. And it was just the best thing for the children.
How was it for you?
Well, you always miss them, but after all, I could reach out my hand practically and touch them. You know what I mean? And I never lost touch with my children.